Cabinet has approved a number of new policies to regulate, control and completely wipe out the incidents of bypass of incoming international calls into the country known as SIM card fraud or SIM boxing. The measures are to also improve the telecommunication environment as well as address the emerging value-added services in the industry. The Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Buama, announced this at a news conference on the latest arrest made on SIM card fraud in Accra. He said the illegal activities are causing the nation huge losses and called on the public to be extra vigilant. Rosalind Ganyaglu and Desmond Kwe have filed this report.
A SIM box can accommodate 4 to 50,000 SIM cards and convert international calls into the country into local ones. The communication minister, Dr. Omane Buama, said revenues accruing from this illegal activity are paid directly into the account of the fraudsters, thus depriving the nation and the telco operators huge sums of money. He attributed the problem to the availability of high-speed internet and the issue of unregistered SIM cards. Dr. Omane Buama said government is supporting the security agencies to make further arrests and sanitize the system.
Through the activities of these illegal operators, the international telephone traffic that reached nearly 100 million minutes per month has now plummeted to less than 60 million minutes per month, which is why we have intensified the efforts and the vigilance in ensuring that we bring the culprits to book. Let me take this opportunity to assure Ghanaians that government is supporting the work of the Anti-Fraud Task Force with appropriate regulatory action to improve the transparency of the telecommunications industry. Let this serve as a strong warning to all others who are contemplating engaging in SIM boxing that we will not rest until the last culprit is arrested.
The Director General of Police CID, COP Prosper Ablo, said two suspects were arrested on the 26th of last month at Domi Pillar 2. He explains the extent to which the illegal operation is affecting the nation.
The National Communication Authority with MTN Ghana Limited, in collaboration with the Ghana Police Service, arrested two suspects, namely Evans Agbenyo and Georgia Vera Mensah, both of whom are students at Domi Pillar 2, for engaging in SIM box fraud. The suspects have been operating for 6 months. Consequently, a total of 2 million minutes of internal calls to Ghana were diverted by the suspects. This resulted in the total loss of $836,000 to both the government of Ghana and the communication service provider. The two persons arrested are accomplices of two individuals who are on the run, namely Christopher Jojo Ewuzi and John Owusu. Between October 2010 and August 2014, a total of 13 SIM box fraud cases have been recorded by the police, and a total of 17 suspects, both Ghanaians and foreign nationals, were arrested.
COP Ablo cautioned those engaged in the illegal act to desist from it as the police is closing in on them. He urged the public to volunteer information to enable the police to make further arrests.
Rosalind Ganyaglu and Desmond Kwe filed that report.